Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I'm Harshita Tyagi. Today is Friday, 15th of December, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices BSE and Sensex are likely to open in the green as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 79 points. In the previous session, both indices jumped more than 1% on dovish commentary from the Fed Chair Jerome Powell. BSE Sensex hit 70,500 level for the first time, while Nifty 50 closed at an all-time high of 21,183. The broader index has formed a bullish candlestick pattern on the daily chart. Both price and momentum are suggesting a continuation of the current up move, said analysts. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty is likely to see immediate resistance at 21,208 level, while on the lower side it can take support at 21,104 level. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Hero MotoCorp shares will be on the radar as the country's largest two-wheeler maker will be buying additional stake from existing shareholders in associate company Ather Energy for up to 140 crore rupees. PVR INOX will also be among stocks to watch as Plenty Private Group and Multiples Private Group are likely to sell 2.33% stake in the multiplex chain. The offer price may be in the range of 1,750 to 1,769 rupees per share, and the offer size may be of up to 404 crore rupees. Texmaco Rail Engineering stock will be in focus as the company bagged an order worth rupees 1,374 crore from the Ministry of Railways for manufacture and supply of 3,400 BOXNS wagons. The NSE has added Manappuram Finance and SAIL to its F&O ban list for today. The exchange has retained Balrampur Chini Mills, Delta Corp, Hindustan Copper, India Bulls Housing Finance, India Cements and Zee Entertainment to the list. National Aluminium Company, however, has been removed from the F&O ban list for today. Coming to IPO updates, the initial public offer of Doms Industries will conclude today. The 1200 crore rupees IPO has received a decent response from investors so far. On the second day of bidding yesterday, the issue was subscribed 15.20 times. Doms Industries grey market premium has surged 63% to rupees 500, which implies a listing price of rupees 1290 against the IPO price of rupees 790 per share. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Overnight in the US, stocks ended firmly higher, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average notching its second straight record high close. The index rose nearly 0.5%. Other major indices also continued their advances, with S&P 500 rising 0.26% and Nasdaq Composite rising 0.19%. The 10-year Treasury note yield dropped below 4% for the first time since August as traders bet on rate cuts in 2024. Asian markets climbed today, tracking gains in the Wall Street. Investors in the region now await key economic data out of China, including November house prices, industrial output, and retail sales data. Japan's Nikkei 225 rebounded from Thursday's losses, opening 0.7% higher, while South Korea's Kospi advanced 0.7%. Futures in the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed at a stronger open. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital Securities, on how the Fed and Jerome Powell turned Santa for the Wall Street, but investors should be cautious about a mild recession.
The prior meetings, they talked about raising interest rates. Now they're forecasting in lowering interest rates. Obviously, campaigning hike is finished. And now, of course, they continue to work on getting inflation lower. And of course, you know, he was very consistent with what he was saying today about the jobs market and inflation going in the right direction, but still needs to be combative, because he said that it's too early to declare victory. But the victory in terms of what the market wanted to hear was basically given. And let's say that Santa Claus came in the form of Powell and gave a nice gift to Wall Street. So I still think we're headed for a very mild recession. And if it's a mild recession, then I think probably the Fed is right that we'll see three rate cuts next year. The question is, when did they begin cutting rates? The market seems to think after the first, at the end of the first quarter. I'm somewhat skeptical about that. I think it'll probably be in the latter quarter of the third quarter, or at least at the beginning of the third quarter. And of course, if a recession, a severe recession sets in, then yeah, I think we can expect more than three rate cuts, possibly five or six. But again, that's only based on a severe recession. And I want to point out something else that Mr. Powell said today. He said, look, there's no recession in 2023. We know that. But is the risk of recession in 2024 still possible? And he said, yes. So, you know, the possibility of recession is still out there. And it all depends what type of a recession we're headed for.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day.